I'm already old.
There's nothing wrong with being old.
Definitely better than the alternative.
The Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission meeting, Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, 7 p.m., Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. This regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before I continue with the agenda, I have some sad news to share. Walter Curry passed away, a longtime resident of Atlantic Highlands, a great volunteer, has been member of the Harbor Commission, been on mayor and council, fire department, every volunteer organization in the town. It started with his dad, and his son Michael is here on the commission today. So it's with sad news, and I would like for you to keep Walter and his family in your prayers. And I recommend going on to the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department website, where they have a nice tribute to him, and take your time and read that. And I personally thank him, and he's a great friend of mine. So thank you. The administrative part of the meeting, approval of the June 6, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Approval of the June 6, 2023 executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from June 8th, 2023 in the amount of $41,292.58.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from June 22nd, 2023 in the amount of $213,047.92.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Kirk?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Okay, correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any one item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Emily McHugh, on behalf of Sticks and Sprouts, is requesting use of the Harbor Tennis Court parking lot on Saturday, July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to teach bike riding. Number two, Tony Sertucci, on behalf of the Atlantic Highlands Chamber of Commerce, is requesting use of the facilities for a Yachttoberfest on Saturday, September 30th, with a rain date of Sunday, October 1st.
So I'm going to move this, but I am going to ask that we have a brief conversation after the vote to discuss special events in the harbor and the procedure, not at length, but we need to get this under control.
Okay.
And I have a couple of questions on each of the two items.
You need a second before you can ask.
Okay.
I'll second.
Do we need a roll call?
He's going to ask questions first.
Can we discuss it and have the questions before we move forward?
Okay.
And then whether even possible we separate. On number one, on the bike riding, is there any issue with use of that parking lot on Saturday? Does that interfere with the other tenants, that particular part? Okay, that's good. And secondly, there was no insurance certificate, so hopefully with the package, so hopefully we get that before we. I would say that we should approve that subject to getting the insurance certificate. The second item, looking at the map they submitted. It's on
September
30th. September 30th and October 1st, which the harbor is still very busy at that point, and where they've set up the event is pretty much on the promenade, and is that going to prevent access to the piers?
Well, the promenade, I did explain it to Mr. Lucci about the piers have to remain open. They can't block the entrance to the piers. The only other thing that concerns me is that the way it's drawn, that they're blocking off all of Simon Lake Drive, and they're bringing, actually, the H2O station is sitting over top of my gas pumps. The food court is right up against the fence to the fuel pump, so if a fire truck or borough vehicle, anybody needs fuel, you're not going to be able to get fuel. And then I did explain to Mr. Ritucci, and I'm sorry.
Sir Tucci, I'm sorry.
The beer garden, where they have it placed, if I remember correctly, when the council approved the outside drinking, it had to be on the east side of the Shore Casino. So if you were going to move the beer garden, like I said to Mr. Sertucci, you're going to have to apply to the ABC because you just can't move alcohol to anywhere you want. They give you a specific location.
So I have a recommendation. I have a recommendation that we approve the event, but that we need to review the site plan. And I guess we can move into that next discussion because none of this came to the Special Events Committee of the Harbor. None of it. And this keeps happening, and it needs to stop because we need to be more strategic about how we're doing events in the harbor. And so we're working, Rob and I and Mr. Wall and Mr. Krause and the Borough Special Events Committee are going to have a meeting and talk about what the process is going to be. But my recommendation would be, Greg, if it's okay, can we approve this, but conditionally approve it? Okay.
But before we do, I also want to comment on that and the importance of it.
And it's not your, it's not the public's fault.
Yeah.
No. It's a process that we need to improve, but it's a process that's necessary. And anytime we get any type of recreational use request, the first copy should go to the Harbor Commission Special Events, because the other organizations are having opportunities to plan these events, when we go to plan something, if we don't know what's going on already in the harbor, we're sort of at a disadvantage. So it would be to our advantage to, anytime we receive it, a copy immediately go to the Special Events Committee.
And I would just like to add to that we have an obligation to our tenants. To the whether they be the restaurants or the boat owners, that they have to have unlimited access during their season. And the other thing that I forgot to mention, I'm not sure whether there was a fence proposed around the entire site,
Well, anytime you serve alcohol, you have to have a fence.
Which would mean that the piers in the middle would require the tenants to walk instead of directly from their parking lot to their pier all the way around a fenced area.
Okay, well, that's, I guess, what we'll work out.
That's something that should be worked out as a site.
Well, with the ABC license, the area that gets fenced is the area that the alcohol is being served in. They're not allowed to leave that area.
Okay.
Okay, as long as they have a drink in their hand.
All right, I'm sure that'll be worked out with the committees.
Yeah, and I just want to add, I'm not against events.
No,
I don't think anybody is.
No, I think it...
Everything else in the harbor.
I think it'd be a good fun event for the entire...
We're all going.
Actually, everybody else, you know, it's just another opportunity for the yacht club to get involved and other members of the community to get involved.
I just think the process got a little confused during COVID because the municipality was trying to provide opportunities for residents to come be together socially distanced outside. And so some of these events started in that time. And it's kind of taken on a life of its own. So we totally support. I totally support the event.
Tom, have we had, or Jim, have we had events like this in the past, though, where we've taken up that space?
The Shark Fest was there. That is where Shark Fest was.
But it was primarily...
It was at the end by the...
Yeah, promenade.
During the Shark Fest, did we have complaints from tenants?
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
And they complained, what, access was their complaint? Access to their businesses or peers or...
Complaints.
And we didn't run that event. It was a hired vendor that did it, so...
Yeah.
But I think, I met with the Chamber of Commerce last week, so they're totally open to, they're the Chamber of Commerce, so they want to work with our food tenants and those. I think we've got a burden on us with the slips and the piers.
Okay. And I think it makes sense to look at this and accommodate everybody. I think the event sounds like a great idea, and I'm looking forward to it, so...
Okay, so correspondence 1 and 2.
So are we approving both of these with conditions of what we just said? No, of getting the tax or the insurance certification for number 1, and then...
Can I might suggest a condition? So approve it subject to the site plan approval by the Special Events Committee of the Commission and the Special Events Committee of the Council. And that would solve all your, sounds like, logistical problems fundamentally.
Works for me.
Okay, so that would be for both items?
Yep.
Okay, do I have a motion?
We
have a first and second.
And we seconded, and now we can vote. Roll call, please.
Ms. Holliman?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Kurtz?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Schein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
And could I also, just as a, maybe you guys already know this, but as a practical matter, the ABC takes a couple weeks to turn. Okay.
That's why I wanted to approve it, because they are moving on their paperwork.
I just know it's July, it's the summertime.
Yeah.
It's three, two committees.
That's why we didn't pause.
We're all on the same page.
No consent agenda, unfinished business. For new business, the Harbor Commission received a letter from Mr. Fisher in town, and Mr. Fisher, Fisher's correspondent expressed some preferences as he would like to see the conduct of public comment during our Harbor Commission meetings, and he went on to make some suggestions. I know that today, according to the law, we're following the correct rules, but Mr. Fisher wasn't questioning the law. He was making a
recommendation.
He was making a recommendation how he feels that we would be better served by having a public comment section after the coming out of a harbor executive meeting when there's action to be taken. So we have this under review, and we will be responding back to Mr. Fisher with our results.
At the public portion.
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Okay, thank you. Committee reports, finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. June of 23 was a good month with rentals compared to June of 2022, up over over $85,000. Fuel sales, even though the gallons were up or down because of the price of fuel, is the average price of fuel is down significantly from last year. So for the month total comparison, we're up about $44,000 over the prior year. However, our year-to-date numbers are still lagging behind 2022, and that continues to be because of the aggressive collections from December of 22. But we are starting to make up that difference. And that's all I have for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Curry. Leases, Mr. Kraus.
Continues to be a lot happening. We have a date on July 12th to meet with the yacht club and discuss potential lease modifications if they go ahead with building the deck that they have proposed. In executive session, we will be discussing some considerations on the deck lease, which actually has not yet been approved for the current period, and also for Towboat US. And then finally, Mr. Sawyer and I have yet to have a chance to discuss a question for relief for someone who is not able to get his boat in on time due to some medical issues. And we will try to get that resolved before the August meeting. And that's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel?
No report this evening, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
Just one item. At the last meeting, Captain Dan from Madison Queen requested that we possibly add some pilings to the slip that he is in. So the operations committee and Mercy Fleeger had a meeting with him at his boat. We told him we would look into this. We are going to have a meeting this coming Monday with Jack Bevins from C Street because they've expressed an interest to add some pilings also. And once we sit and talk to him, we'll be able to maybe have some answers for Captain Dan. It is quite expensive, so it's something we have to really look into and coordinate with C Street. There's also some pilings that the harbor also needs, but again, it's a very expensive proposition.
So I thank you for following up. A clean marina, Mr. Murphy?
No report, Chair.
Special events, Ms. Hohenreitner?
I think we have had it.
Okay, I appreciate it, but thank you for taking the initiatives that you have and tightening that up. Reports, Administrator, Mr. Farragina?
Just that the improvements, repairs, and cleanup continue at the harbor. We repainted the exterior of the senior center from the faded salmon-type color to blue all the way around. And just general clean, especially in the back area, there was a tremendous amount of weeds and grass growing. Lou's team went in and did a nice job and cleaned that area up. Other than that, nothing else to report.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you know, we'll have an executive session on our ongoing litigation. The public portion of that is, since our last meeting, as you know, we've hired Beta Architects to author a mediation and expert report in connection with that. That's public information. With respect to, Mr. Fisher's letter, I reviewed that with the chairman. You heard the chairman's review. Just to repeat, there's nothing wrong that we did last time. Mr. Fisher suggested some good best practices for transparency, which we're going to try to implement and figure out how to do that. So, thank you.
All right, thank you. Harbor Manager report, Mr. Fleeger.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also repainted the sign at the beginning of the harbor. You heard we met with the operations committee. My primary thing tonight is, Mr. Chairman, when you requested I go out and get pricing from the various suppliers of Wi-Fi, I just want to give you some of the prices. I'm glad you're sitting down. These are ballpark prices. They are the minimum cost it might be, okay? First of all, every one of them have told me I got three different people here, and I spoke to three different companies. One was Verizon, the other was Comcast, and the other one was Blackhawk Data. All of them are unsure whether they will be able to reach the mooring field without some major electrical work on our part and possibly pilings out in the water. When people say other harbors have Wi-Fi, the problem is those harbors are not the size of Atlantic Highlands Marina, which is 35 acres. It's not a small marina, and that includes the mooring. So I just want to give you an idea. Verizon said hardware alone is going to be about $120,000. On top of that fee, the routers, we would need a minimum of 20 routers at about $3,080 a piece a month. $3,080 a month for the 20. That would be the fee for the routers. That does not include fees to the individual boat owners if they want to connect to the Wi-Fi. That would be a separate fee. Comcast is $15,000 a year. Let me go back. I'm sorry. The minimum total upfront cost from Verizon total for the minimum service would be $156,960. And that includes the $36,960 per year for the 50 megabits megabytes plan. Comcast is $15,000 a year just for them to come into the harbor. They are not going to do any wiring. They're not going to do any, that's just to bring their signal to the harbor. And then we would have to hire a hardware company separate. Again, that minimum fee is $120,000. So with Comcast, you're looking at $135,600 minimum cost. And every one of them keeps saying, we're going to need to add electric. So you got to then think of the cost of Soden's Electric to send wiring out where they need to put it at the end of the pier or wherever they're going to need it. Blackhawk Data, they gave me a price of about $275,000, okay, to supply out into the harbor as well. Again, there's no guarantees on the mooring field. I did look into a separate, what they call a private network tower for the harbor. This way here, we would have our own network and tower. Verizon told me the minimum cost is hundreds of thousands of dollars for that to be done. I did talk to a gentleman called Chad Jones at Verizon about all this, as well as other individuals with the Comcast and Blackhawk. I do have all those emails if anybody would like to look at them. And that's where we are. I went back in John, at the old harbor master's records on these towers. Back then it was $200,000 and $300,000. Okay, per estimate that he got. So this ain't a cheap deal. And every person that connects would have to pay a monthly fee or a daily fee if they're there, or a weekly fee if they're there a week. So there's all different charges. Okay,
thank you for the research. If any of the commissioners have any questions or
anybody has any other ideas,
some other suggestions or ideas, I suggest that you call Lou and share that with him. Okay, anything else to report?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anybody would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, stand up, and state your name and address. Yes, sir?
Tony Sotu, J71 Asbury Avenue, Atlanta Pines. Just had a question. First of all, thank you very much to the commission for conditionally approving the Oktoberfest. I think it's going to be a great event. So really, just the main purpose is to highlight the problem. I'm very excited about it. Thank you for that. But my question is, for the conditional approval, I understand we're going to try to work out where we're going to put everything, basically. Do I work with Lou, or do I come back with this? Just
Special Events Committee.
Okay, great. Well, I'm on that, so.
No, our
special. Well, you're
special, yeah,
ours,
with the
yeah. Farmer. Okay, so then work with specialists.
Yes,
correct.
Which is myself and Mr. Sutton.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking the initiative.
Yes, the pizza's at first.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I'll make this quick. Kevin O'Brien, 0 for Carver, comments, but on behalf of the DNA and the Jet Club, welcome to the discussion on process. As a rookie, and as Lou can attest, I have a bit of a zigzag between December and January, and we are going to try to make sure we coordinate our events going forward for 2024 well ahead of time. And even tonight, I'm learning there's two special events committees, not one.
We're going to rename one of them.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing.
Yeah. If there's anything I can do to assist, or if you would like to sit down and just get some feedback, I'm happy to do it or do it through work.
That's great. Thanks.
Well, thank you. You know, if people sit back and do nothing, they never have to come and say, well, geez, I didn't understand this. So it's sort of our responsibility to make sure you understand what we need to do so that we all work together. So shame on us as well. And I look forward to working with you as well. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue, just a follow-up to my letter. It occurred to me after the executive session last meeting that the two items that were addressed after the meeting and voted on really should have been agenda items. In other words, when the council or the harbor, and executive sessions in the harbor don't happen too often, so that's a,
okay, no,
kind of a one-off.
Okay.
They happen a lot in the council, though, but rarely is there a vote after an executive session. However, a lot of times executive sessions occur and action isn't taken until the next meeting. And the action usually is on the agenda, whether it's discussion or something that needs to be voted on. So the gist of my letter was, I mean, I have no comments about what you voted on, but I should have had the opportunity if I wished to. That was my point.
Yes.
So I know it's under your consideration and that's fine, but it just occurred to me when you came back out, I said that we don't get to comment on this, no matter what the discussion was about.
Understood, and we actually saw some of the benefits of that as well. So we will discuss it and take an action.
That's all I asked for.
Okay.
A couple other cleanup items I haven't asked about at all. thank you for reinstating the harbor manager report. I think it's important information. Is there any way that information could just become part of the minutes, the actual report itself? I mean, I know Lou writes up a document for the commission, everyone.
We can take that under consideration.
Okay. The mooring field, we just talked about it a little bit. I haven't really heard a lot about it. Is that 100% occupied now that they've been put in? I mean, we heard
on
during the winter when they were being installed, but we haven't really heard
that there is not many left. There's, I think I have one 50-footer, a couple of smaller moorings, closer to shore. But other than what we currently have, that's pretty much.
So it was worth the investment?
Oh, yeah, the pyramid anchors?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
We filled all those first.
That's great. I think the renovation at the off the deck. There was discussion, or there was supposed to be discussion. I can't remember when, about maybe giving a refund to Sissy's for the interruption, or was that voted on? I can't remember.
That's what we did from the last executive.
Yeah, when we came out, we came out and...
Okay.
All right.
Great, that's all, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir, appreciate it. I need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Murphy, second.
Okay.
Yes, so, yes, I'll defer to Mr. Kraus. Mr. Kraus, just to make sure, do we need any action on my litigation item? Do we need any action potentially from your leases?
Maybe yes, maybe not.
So formal action may be taken, and we will take about no longer than 35 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, 13, not this Thursday, next week.
37?
Okay, I'm recording.
I will move that we come out of executive session.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and we need a motion to go back into regular session. Do I have a motion to go into regular session?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you.
Motion to...
I'll make a motion to adjourn?
And I'll second.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No, okay. Thank you.